This is Dairy Radio Now.
Investing in our future. The National Dairy Leadership Scholarship Program supports students who want to contribute to the dairy community. And joining us with an update is Nicole Ayash, Chief Sustainability Officer with the National Milk Producers Federation. Nicole, the Dairy Leadership Scholarship Program has been going on for years. How are things this year?
Well, this year we had the opportunity to award four individuals with scholarships. They had research topics ranging from the rumen microbiome, precision dairy technologies, milking performance metrics, and other topics. They're really wonderful individuals who I know have a great future within the dairy industry and contributing to all the great work that makes dairy farming, dairy processing possible.
Well, supporting these individuals with their careers in dairy, probably more important now than ever before, huh?
Yes, thank you. We so appreciate being able to sustain this program, and it's only possible through the generous individuals and organizations who contribute each year. We have a number of ways to help support the program. Right now, in fact, we have an online raffle with great prizes like American Express gift cards, Target gift cards, a Cabot cheese box, and anyone can participate in that raffle. It's online, and the URL is a little long, but I'll say it out loud here, and you can always find it again on our NMPF LinkedIn page, but it's go.rallyup.com/NMPF-raffle-2025. And if you can't find it, you could always reach out to us via our webpage at nmpf.org. On that webpage, you can also make a general donation. So if you're not interested in the raffle, but you do want to contribute, we always have a link on our webpage to donate to help sustain the program. And that donation would be tax deductible. And we appreciate anyone's interest in helping to make this program possible.
You mentioned this year's winners. Is there a set number of recipients each year for the scholarship program, or does it depend on the funds that are raised?
It's a great question. We typically receive about 40 applications each year, though it varies year to year, and we award anything from 2 to 5 awards. It really depends on the pool of applications we get and the strength of those applications. And of course, as you mentioned, depends somewhat on how much fundraising we're able to do that prior year.
Well, the program's been awarding scholarships for years now. Have you been able to measure any of past recipients' success?
That's a great question. You know, we did do a review of past recipients over the past 15 years and found that all of them stayed within U.S. agriculture or food production. So whether that's working in academia or if that's working in industry and different companies, input suppliers, whether that's working in consulting, whether that's working back on the farm. But in the past 15 years, all of our awardees have stayed within agriculture or food production and processing, and a good chunk of them have even stayed within dairy as well. So we feel pretty good that the program is achieving its goal of supporting that next generation of dairy professionals and agriculture professionals.
Well, Nicole, thank you for the time today. Is there anything else you'd like to share about the National Dairy Scholarship Program?
One thing I'd add is we really... NMPF is really proud to manage this program because it's one of the few that's really a national program for dairy professionals. There are a lot of more local ones, but this is really our national program, and it's one where we really focus on supporting those students. So our funds go directly to the students so that they can continue whatever they need in their graduate work, whether that's attending conferences, whether that's supplies. We really just feel good about being able to support people in a hard time in their life when they're students and they're not maybe able to support themselves financially. We're able to help bring in a little bit of that to bridge the gap while they do important work of studying and researching before they're out in the working world again.
Thanks, Nicole. Nicole Ayash, Chief Sustainability Officer with the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more at nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.